First come in was dressed in red, and the next come in was green, and the next come in was Lord Dan's wife, as fine as any queen, queen, as fine as any queen. Well, she stepped up to little Matthew Groves, come home with me tonight. I can tell very well by the ring that you wear that you are Lord Dan'l's wife, wife, you are Lord Dan'l's wife. Makes no difference whose wife I am to you or other men, for my husband, he is far away, he's in some distant land. Land, he's in some distant land. Well, little Robert Ford was standing by, heard every word was said. If I should die before daylight, Lord Dan'l shall hear this news, news. Lord Dan'l shall hear this news. So he run till he come to the broken down bridge, and he turned on his breast and he swam. And he swam till he come to the green river shore, and he turned on his feet and run, run. He turned on his feet and run. He run till he come to Lord Dan's castle, and he pulled on the bell and rung, rung. He pulled on the bell and rung. What news, a little Robert Ford, what news have you brung? It's little Matthew Groves in bed with your wife, gonna be some huggin' done, done, gonna be some huggin' done. If this be a lie, if this be a lie, you're a-tellin' unto me. I'll build the tallest scaffold in all Scotland, and hanged you shall be, and hanged you shall be. If this be a lie, if this be a lie, I'm a-tellin' unto thee. No need to build no tall scaffold. You can hang me from a tree, tree. You can hang me from a tree. So he gathered up a few good men, and he started off with a free good will. And he took his bugle from his side, and he blowed it both loud and shrill, shrill. He blowed it both loud and shrill. Well, little Matthew Groves was lying in bed. It's time for me to go. For there's your husband a-coming. I can hear his bugle blow, blow. I hear his bugle blow. Lie down, a little Matthew Groves, lie down and go to sleep. For it's nothing more than my father's shepherd a-calling for his sheep, sheep, a-calling for his sheep. So they fell off to a-hugging and a-kissing, and they fell off to sleep. And the very next morning when they awoke, Lord Dan'l's at their bed feet, feet. Lord Dan'l's at their bed feet. Well, how do you like my clean white pillows, and how do you like my sheets? And how do you like my own little wife who lies in your arms asleep, sleep, who lies in your arms asleep? It's well do I like your clean white pillows, and well do I like your sheets, but best of all is your own little wife who lies in my arms asleep, sleep, who lies in my arms asleep. Get up, little Matthew Groves, put on your clothes, for I never wanted to be said that a naked man I slew, slew, a naked man I slew. Oh, give me a chance for my life, for there you stand with two glittering swords and me not as much as a knife, knife, and me not as much as a knife. I'll give to you the best I have, and I shall take the worst, and you may strike the very first lick, and strike it like a man, and I shall strike the very next lick, and I'll kill you if I can, I'll kill you if I can. So little Matthew Groves struck the very first lick, and he struck an awful blow, but Lord Dan struck the very next lick, and he laid him on the floor, floor, he laid him on the floor. Oh, he took his little woman by the hand, and he put her on his knee. Says, which of them do you like the best, little Matthew Groves or me, me? Little Matthew Groves or me? It's well do I like your red rosy cheeks, and well do I like your chin, but I wouldn't trade little Matthew Groves for you and all your kin, kin, for you and all your kin. So he took his little woman by the hand, and he led her through the hall, and he put a special again in her head, let her have a special ball, ball, let her have a special ball.